This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The list of the ways in which the Russian invasion of Ukraine is changing things, be those things geopolitical or economic or humanitarian or logistical, now includes environmental. The Brits seem to be set to reconsider their fracking moratorium. The UK's first exploratory shale gas wells were shut down back in 2019 and were expected to be filled with concrete as early as next week. But then came war and Russian gas, and Europe depending on it for as much as 40% of its natural gas supplies. And so now London says it's going to keep a fracking open mind. And those wells up in the north of England are probably going to stay open too. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
Lawmaker Craig McKinley is leading the parliamentary campaign to lift the moratorium on fracking. He says for the Brits to ignore the vast reserves of shale gas under their feet never made any sense.
This is total madness. Just 10% of potential reserves would supply the UK with gas for a full 50 years.
The UK, he says, would no longer need to import gas from continental Europe and could help cut the continent's energy reliance on Russia.
If this really did get off the ground, we could start supplying Europe to get itself out of its own energy mess.
Fracking was suspended here 2.5 years ago after it triggered a series of earth tremors, the worst 2.9 on the Richter scale. But retired geology professor Ernie Rutter says that's a very minor tremor indeed.
Think of a heavy truck driving along on the road. Think of a train passing by. They're very, very mild degrees of shaking.
The sort of tremor, he says, that's been caused drilling for geothermal energy in other parts of the UK.
People are prepared to accept larger tremors in connection with things that they perceive as clean and green.
The fact that it produces a fossil fuel is one reason fracking isn't popular here. Anyway, say the critics, it isn't the solution to Europe's immediate energy crisis.
I really just don't think that it's a practical possibility.
Professor of Global Energy at Warwick University, Mike Bradshaw, points out that the UK shale reserves are still unproven and...
I just don't think that the industry is capable of developing at sufficient pace to reach a scale of production that would make any material difference to physical security of supply.
The fracking company insists that if the regulations were streamlined and planning approvals rushed through, it could be feeding gas in time for next winter. Lawmaker Craig McKinley claims that a green light for fracking could help end Europe's regrettable financial support for Putin.
Europe is still transferring hundreds of millions of dollars on a daily basis to the Putin regime for the gas that it so desperately needs, and that is a national and international scandal.
The UK government is due to publish an emergency energy review soon. Then we will learn whether UK fracking will play a part in weaning Europe off its dangerous addiction to Russian gas. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.